any good God-given desire out of control becomes a sin. So you have to plan in advance. I say, you know what? I know I get tempted in sports bars. Well, simple. Don't go to sports bars. Okay? I get tempted to pick up the porno magazines in 7-Elevens. Don't go to 7-Elevens. It's real simple. If you don't want to get stung, you stay away from the bees.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Deliverance.
Where do the temptations in your life come from? Well, some are caused by nature, your own sin nature, and some are caused by nurture, the way you grew up. And if you grew up in a house that was prone to blow up in anger, you probably learned that pattern. If you grew up in a house where you learned to stuff your emotions, that's the pattern you learned. So some temptations are by nature and some are by nurture. Some are caused by your DNA and some are caused by your environment. Some are caused by your character and some are caused by your circumstance. What am I saying is this. You don't get to choose your temptations. You don't get to choose them. The things that really tempt you, sorry, it's just part of the negative side of your shape. Now, what does that mean? Well, the implication of that is you cannot be self-righteous about anybody else's temptation. And you can't be self-righteous about your own and what does tempt you and what doesn't. And so when you see somebody who's tempted by drugs, or you see somebody who's tempted by gossip, or you see somebody who's tempted by pornography, or you see somebody who's tempted to overeat, really doesn't matter where that temptation comes from. From DNA, from genes, from nature, from nurture, from environment, from choices, from circumstances. All of those things fit into that. But the fact is, they're all the same thing. And one is no better or less evil than the other. They're all, the Bible says, sin is sin. So we have no right to judge and say, well, my sins are okay, yours are nasty. You know, how could anybody do that? Okay. Now, what I'm saying is that you have a pattern of vulnerability, and you better figure out what it is, because I want to tell you for sure, Satan knows what it is. Satan knows your vulnerable points, and he's plotting the moment you wake up. If you wake up in the morning, you don't hit Satan face on, just means you're headed the same direction. So you identify your pattern. You identify what makes you vulnerable. Now, to get specific, let me give you 5 questions you need to ask yourself. First, you need to ask yourself, when am I most tempted? When am I most tempted? In other words, what day of the week? You're going to find some days of the week you're more tempted about things than others, like on Mondays or on Fridays or on Sundays. Maybe a certain time of the day. Maybe you're more tempted in the morning or at lunch or early or late afternoon. Maybe you're tempted when everybody else is in bed. You know, you need to figure out when are you most tempted. You know, I can handle any diet till noon. I mean, that's nothing. It's the hours between about 6 o'clock and midnight. That's my pattern of temptation. It's when I want to eat everything in the refrigerator and buy an extra refrigerator. Now, I could go out and blame my genes and say, you know what? I just came from an obese family. Well, just because it's genetic in me doesn't mean it's right or it's healthy. No, it is not. It is not. And so you have to say, when am I most tempted? You need to ask where. Where am I most tempted? Some of you are most tempted at work. Some of you are most tempted at your neighbor's house because of your neighbor. When my neighbors come over to my house, they just get so tempted. Maybe you get tempted in the kitchen. You need to know where you get tempted. Do you get tempted at 7-Elevens? Do you get tempted at a sports bar? Do you get tempted at the beach? A lot of you get tempted in front of a computer. You need to know your area of vulnerability. When am I most tempted? Where am I most tempted? Then number three, who? Who is with me when I'm most tempted? You need to know your pattern of vulnerability. Who is with me? Am I most tempted when I'm alone? Am I most tempted when I'm with friends who lead me in the wrong direction? You know, you can't soar with the eagles if you're flying with the turkeys. Am I most tempted when I'm with my coworkers and I think they're a bunch of jerks? Or am I tempted when I'm with a crowd of strangers and I think nobody would know me? Am I tempted with my family to say things to my family I would never say to anybody else? You need to figure this out. This is your pattern. Identify what makes me vulnerable. When, where, who. Number four is what. What temporary benefit do I get if I give in to the temptation? There's always a payoff. You know, the Bible even says that. The Bible says there is pleasure in sin. It just says there's pleasure in sin for a season. In other words, it doesn't last. You have your kicks, then you get the kickbacks. Folks, let's just admit it. Sin's fun. It's fun. If it were miserable, nobody'd do it. Okay, let's just admit this, all right? Sin is fun. And the Bible says that. The Bible says disobeying God is a whole lot of fun. Doing the wrong thing is a whole lot of fun. There is pleasure in sin for a season. So what are the temporary benefit I give in when I give in to temptation? Do I get comfort? Do I get excitement? Do I get joy? Do I get pleasure? Do I get a false sense of confidence? You need to know, what's the payoff when I do this?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
And the Bible says disobeying God is a whole lot of fun. Doing the wrong thing is a whole lot of fun. There is pleasure in sin for a season. So what is the temporary benefit I give in when I give in to temptation? Do I get comfort? Do I get excitement? Do I get joy? Do I get pleasure? Do I get a false sense of confidence? You need to know, what's the payoff when I do this? And then the fifth thing you need to ask is how. How do I feel right before I'm tempted? Right before I'm tempted, you need to know what your emotional triggers are. You need to know what makes you vulnerable. Is it frustration and then all of a sudden you get tempted? Is it stress you get tempted? Is it when you're bored you get tempted? When you're lonely you get tempted? When you can't sleep at night you get tempted? You need to know these things. Step one, identify what makes me vulnerable. Watch. Don't just pray. Watch and pray. Then, once you know that pattern, here's step number two. Plan to avoid it. You plan to avoid it. You don't wait until you're in the situation to decide, am I going to give in to this or not? No, you decide before your emotions kick into gear. When I used to be a youth pastor many years ago, and I would tell kids that they needed to plan their dates. I said, just don't go out on a date and say, what do you want to do? You're going to end up in the back of a car because you're bored. There's nothing else to do. I said, you're either going to go by your plans or your glands. So I said, plan your dates. Know where you're headed. Know what you're... And parents, you need to teach that to your kids. Don't just go out and say, we don't know what we're going to do. It says, plan to avoid it. You need to know what you're going to do. Now, the Bible says this, plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil. Walk straight ahead. Don't go one step off the right way. Whenever I read that verse, it reminds me when I was in college, in 1974, I actually lived in Nagasaki, Japan, and I taught English in a church in Nagasaki, Japan. And I lived with the missionaries who lived there permanently in Nagasaki, and their house was at the top of a hill. Nagasaki is kind of like San Francisco. It's all hills and valleys and a beautiful bay. But to get from the church to their house, I had to walk through the Nagasaki red light district every single day. And there were no holds barred there. I mean, there were posters of nudity everywhere and call girls wearing nothing. And I basically had to walk. And as I did, I would avoid evil, walk straight ahead. Don't step off one to the right or to the left, okay? I just put my blinders on, just headed for the home. It's like cow going back to the barn or whatever. Now, temptation always begins with the natural desire in you. Temptation, if you didn't have a natural desire, it would never key into it. And often temptation is fulfilling a legitimate desire in the wrong way, or fulfilling a legitimate desire at the wrong time, or in the wrong amount. You have a natural desire to eat. You have a need to eat. You have a natural desire to drink, to sleep. You have natural sexual drives. These are natural. Where do you think you got those? God gave them to you. Those are not evil. What is temptation? Temptation is when we abuse and misuse what God has given us. That's temptation. When we abuse and misuse something that God has given to us for good. Fire is good, but if you misuse it, it's going to burn up your house. Water is a good thing. Your body's 90% water. But if you get too much of it, you're going to drown. And so there's nothing wrong with water. It's just misused and abused. It becomes a temptation. So temptation, what it does is it turns a routine desire into a runaway desire. I got to have it. And I've got to have it now. And now. Wrong time, wrong way, wrong amount. And it becomes more important than anything else, and it's all you think about. And any good God-given desire out of control becomes a sin. So you have to plan in advance. I say, you know what? I know I get tempted in sports bars. Well, simple. Don't go to sports bars. okay? I get tempted to pick up the porno magazines in 7-Elevens. Don't go to 7-Elevens. It's real simple. If you don't want to get stung, you stay away from the bees. So you know that the when, the where, the why, the who, the what, the how that makes you vulnerable, and then you plan to avoid that area. Step number three, I guard my heart. I must guard my heart. Now this is very, very important because the Bible says out of the heart, everything comes. Out of the heart, a man speaks and all of the issues of life. Temptation always starts inside of you. We think temptation is on the outside. No, it is not. The trigger's on the outside, but the temptation is actually inside you. And if there were no natural temptation inside you, based on your shape and your nature, it wouldn't have any attraction to you. It's like a magnet. If a magnet doesn't attract plastic, because there's nothing inside the plastic that's metal to pull it out. The Bible says this up here on the screen, James 1:14. We are tempted by our own desires that drag us off and trap us. And look at this next verse. The Bible says it is inside you. It's inside you. Out of a person's heart, that's why you have to guard your heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, the desire to kill people, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceitfulness, that's when you manipulate other people, lust, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. All these vile things come from not outside, but from inside. So, if you're serious about breaking some bad habits and breaking a bad temptation, you got to do a little heart checkup first. All right, number four. The fourth thing you need to do is you need to pray for deliverance. Pray for deliverance. And what I mean by that is just ask for God's help. And the Bible tells us God is ready to help. He says we're to pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is the prayer of deliverance. And you ask God for help. Now, the prayer of deliverance is often just one word. Help! Okay. It doesn't have to be our gracious Heavenly Father and going on. No, you can do, when you come to the prayer of deliverance, you can do a microwave prayer. Help! Okay, I'm walking through, keep my eyes straight. You know, I'm going through this time. I don't like this person. I'm going to have to deal with that clerk who's a jerk. And I do not want to get impatient. I do not want to get angry. I do not like the way my relative treats me. And I'm going to see them today. And, oh, God, you got to help me. Because I lose my Christianity when I'm around that person. And, God, I really need your help today because everything in me just wants me to slug her. You know, or him or whatever, you know, you just that relative out there who just irritates you no end. Okay. And so you pray for deliverance. Now, the Bible's full of examples of people who prayed for deliverance. David, Daniel, Peter, Paul, and God provides assistance for anybody who asks. Why can I expect God to help me when I pray the prayer of deliverance? Because God has promised it. Look at this verse, Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. God says, you don't have to have a long conversation. You can just say, help, mayday, 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 SOS. God, I'm facing something now that willpower is not enough to keep me being nice to this person or whatever. God, I need to pray the prayer of deliverance. And you know what? God's sympathetic to your situation. He knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows how irritating those people are. He knows the things that tempt you. In fact, look at this next verse. Jesus understands our weakness, for he faced all of the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin. So, let us come boldly to our gracious God, and then we will receive his mercy and grace to help us when we need it. Notice he says, Jesus understands. Why is he sympathetic? Notice, he faced the same temptation. Underline that. Jesus faced the same temptation. Wait a minute. You saying Jesus was tempted to get angry? Yes, I am. You're telling me Jesus had was tempted to have self-pity? Yes. You're telling me that Jesus had sexual temptations? Absolutely. You're telling me that Jesus sometimes was fatigued and tempted to be cranky? Absolutely. Every basic temptation, the Bible says he was tempted in all ways like as we, yet he sinned not. That's the difference. He never gave in. And so he had the freedom to choose. How do we know that Jesus had the freedom to choose? I mean, didn't he just have to be perfect because he was God? No, he didn't. He had the freedom to choose. That's why even at the cross, the night before he's going to be crucified, he's thinking, I don't want to be crucified. I don't want to go through all that thing. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying, and he's struggling with it. And he says, Father, not my will. Not my will, but yours be done. What does that mean? Jesus had a choice. And he suffered the same temptations we do in life. And so he understands. And in John 6:38, he says, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. See, he was God in a human body. But even better is that he never sinned. And what does that mean? He can help you overcome. And so the Bible says, come boldly to God. Come and say, Mayday, SOS, I need your help. God isn't ticked with you when you get tempted. He's not going to scold you when you tempt. He said, I'm ready here to help. So I pray for deliverance.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Pastor Rick has a very important announcement for all pastors and church leaders about an event this June 28th through 30th.
Did you know that nearly 500,000 pastors and church leaders from all around the world have attended the Purpose-Driven Church Leadership Training? This June 28th to 30th, I've updated this 3-day conference, adding in all that I've learned in the past decade of study and practical experience. And I'm going to share new insights that'll save you from the mistakes that I made, teach you new skills that'll increase your effectiveness, and give you new hope for your ministry and for your church. You know, you've probably heard people say, it's wise to learn from experience. But I want to say, it's even wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Now, the event's almost sold out. So I want you to go to pd.church to reserve spots for your team today. Or you can order your online pass for live streaming it directly to your congregation if you're not able to be with us or it sells out. I hope you'll join us. God bless you.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.